This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on Tuesday said she remained vigilant to downside risks facing the global economy given Russia's ongoing war against Ukraine and banking pressures, but the overall outlook was, quote, reasonably bright. Yellen, speaking at a news conference, pushed back against warnings by the International Monetary Fund of bigger risks associated with severe financial tensions.
I wouldn't overdo the negativism about the global economy. I think countries have proven resilient in a number of emerging markets.
Yellen said she had not seen evidence suggesting a squeeze in credit after two U.S. bank failures last month, although it was a possibility. At least 50 people were killed in central Myanmar on Tuesday in an airstrike by the military on an event attended by opponents to its rule, according to media and members of a local resistance movement. Citing residents, BBC Burmese and Radio Free Asia, there are reports between 50 and 100 people, including civilians, had died in the attack. U.S. President Joe Biden has spoken with the family of a Wall Street Journal reporter charged with espionage in Russia, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Spokeswoman Corinne Jean-Pierre says the president called Evan Gerskovich's parents from Air Force One while flying to Belfast.
Clearly that was something that was been top of mind for the president and thought it was incredibly important to do.
The call came a day after the Biden administration formally declared the reporter is wrongfully detained, which elevates his case for the government. In 2 weeks after Gerskovich was arrested.
We're making it real clear that it's been totally illegal what's happening, and we declared it so, changes the dynamic.